Lost and Found. A few years ago, I was on a business trip to London, and one day I just happened to be near an art gallery with some time to kill. I noticed this interesting black and white painting in the window. It was of a woman sitting on a bench, leaning forward with her long hair covering her face. I loved it. The exhibition title, The Lost Collection, also appealed to me, so I wandered in to see what it was about. And inside, I found a rather random collection of artwork. Paintings of trees and flowers, portraits of children, photographs of laughing friends. But this was the weird part. All of this art had come from the London Transport Lost Property Office. The description of the exhibition explained that London's mass transit system is used by well over 3 billion people every year. While they're traveling, a lot of people lose a lot of stuff. About 1,200 items arrive at the Lost Property Office every day. In a year, they get thousands of keys, cell phones, bags, and, of course, umbrellas. I mean, who hasn't lost an umbrella at some point? If you've lost something, you have 3 months to reclaim it from the office. After that, many of the items like toys and sports equipment are given to charity. Higher value items like laptops are sold. And some of the stranger things, like a giant gorilla costume and a life-size Spider-Man, are kept around as decorations. The director of the art gallery, Richard Walker, had discovered that there was a lot of artwork at the Lost Property Office, and he had the brilliant idea of putting some of it on display. He chose about 60 pieces for the exhibition. The individual pieces were interesting. But what made this collection of artwork so fascinating was the mystery of where it came from. I mean, you had to wonder about the stories behind the art. Who made it? Where were they taking it when they lost it? Have they been looking for it? Many of the items at the Lost Property Office are never picked up, which isn't surprising. Who actually has time to go looking for a lost umbrella? But there are some pretty wonderful stories of people being reunited with their lost belongings, including some of the artwork exhibited in the Lost Collection. A set of photos turned out to be the final project of an art student who was thrilled to get it back. And one man was reconnected with a portrait he had done of his younger brother. When he lost it, he'd been traveling around the city trying to find an art gallery that would exhibit it. You can imagine his excitement at not only recovering his lost art, but finding it included in an exhibition. London isn't the only city with a lost and found office for the mass transit system. In fact, Tokyo has one that's even bigger. And London isn't the only place that has held an art exhibition of lost and found items. A hotel in New York City has held one too. So if you ever lose something on a train, on a bus, or anywhere at all, maybe you'll make an effort to track it down. Maybe it'll be there, or even in an exhibition, which could be pretty interesting.